Amen.
We're here. Oh, God, this is a stirring time, a stirring time. Lord Jesus, if you have your Bibles with you today, I want you to turn with me into 1 Timothy 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1. I want to deal with faith again today. I told Mary, I said, it will not leave me. I've got to deal with this. Faith. Powerful little five-letter word. Faith. The Bible said, without faith, listen, it is impossible to please God. For they that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You can't please God. You cannot be saved without faith.
Right.
Oh, Lord. So what, Brother Tommy, does, hold your place right there. What does faith really mean? A little five-letter word. It means not only believing in God and believing there is a God, but it is trusting him and serving him. You can't please him unless you trust him and serve him. Thank you, Lord. You have to believe in him. Thank you, Lord. And I believe.
Yeah.
Hold your place right there. In Paul's first letter to Timothy, he warns him. He tells him to be strong. Timothy, be on your guard.
Right.
Timothy, if you're going to endure and stand in the trials of life, and you're going to be an overcomer, you must not let anything dampen your faith, no matter what happens. Timothy, hardships are going to come. They're going to come, son. Don't let them discourage you and get you down.
Yeah.
You must hold on to what God has shown you and what he has given you.
Yes.
Regardless of trouble, son, go on.
Go on.
Keep going. Keep believing. Keep preaching. And keep trusting God. Now I want you to look at verse 5. He's writing to his son in the faith. 1 Timothy 1 and 5. Now the end of the commandment is what? The charity out of a what?
Pure heart.
A pure heart. And of a?
Good conscience.
And of faith?
Unfeigned.
You may be seated. The end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and a good conscience. And faith unfeigned means a faith that is sincere and true. How many wants to make it?
Amen.
How many knows every one of us has got a conscience on the inside? Paul said, Brother George, he said, I have lived in good conscience before God and man. My conscience, it's not smiting me in any way because I know that I put God first. I've not offended anybody. I've not hurt anybody. I've not held back from helping anybody. But I have given them the truth. And I have obeyed the Lord.
Amen.
Charity, the end of it all. So many times I sent out a text to a certain person. I said, love wins. Regardless what happens, when the dust settles, love comes out on top.
Amen.
Love will win in the end. At the end of it, charity overcomes all. It believeth all things. It hopeth all things. It endureth all things. Charity never faileth. Hallelujah. Love will take you through.
Yes.
So, Galatians 5:6. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision availeth anything, but faith, which worketh by love. Say it with me, which worketh by love. So what's he saying, Brother Jason? The only way that your faith will really work is by your love.
Amen.
Woo! Love brings confidence. Love brings faith to your heart on the inside and your conscience. You cannot have real faith without true love. You got to love God and you got to love others. Listen, when I love and forgive others, I've got confidence in my soul that'll make that faith work. Hallelujah to God. When I know that I'm a loving and serving God and putting Him first, when I love my brother, when I love my sister, when I'm a treating everybody right, hey Lord, and I love them down in my heart, faith which worketh by love, there'll be a love on the inside of you that when you go to God in prayer, you don't have any condemnation. You know that you're not offending anybody. You know that you're not holding any grudges and you don't have any dislike. Oh Lord, no strife in your heart, no envy and jealousy and contention. You don't have that on the inside, but you let it all go and you say, Jesus, as you forgave me, even so, Lord, I forgive them. It brings a confidence down in your heart that when you got a need and you go to God and say, Lord, I need you to help me, you got a confidence that God's a smiling upon you because you love your brother and you love your sister and you're serving the Lord and putting Him first. There is no envy, no jealousy, no strife, and no hatred and no grudges on the inside. Raise your little hand and say, Lord, a faith will work by love. If you got confidence in God, there's no condemnation, Brother Jason. Hallelujah, because you feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You cannot hold things in your heart.
Amen.
You can't do it.
You're right.
No matter who said what, no matter who did what, way back even years ago, it's water under the bridge. And I'd hate to think that I'd have one thing that I was holding on to that somebody said or somebody done and that would hold me out of the kingdom. Jesus said, if you forgive not men their trespasses, He said, neither will your Father in heaven will forgive your trespasses. He said, when you stand praying, I pray, hallelujah, and forgive one another. And God said, I will honor that, and I will give you a confidence inside.
Amen.
God. Children, what I teach,
bless Him, Lord.
I teach for myself too.
Bless Him.
And every one of us are human.
Man, you're right.
Every one of us, we battle.
Come on, brother.
We do. We battle.
That's right.
Holy God.
Glory be
to God. Oh, God, I love you today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, the end of the commandment, at the very end, when it's all done and settled and we stand before God. When we come to the end of our journey, is there anything there holding us? Have we got anything eaten on us?
Come on, bro.
Have we released it all? Honest, if there's any a soul in this church or nowhere, I don't feel like God would show me. I don't know anybody, Brother Jason, that I don't love.
Come on.
I'm honest about that. I could wrap my arms around every one of you and say, I love you. Regardless of thoughts, some failures,
and
things of the past, the pain that's been done, misinterpretations and misjudgments, oh Lord, that means nothing. Hallelujah to God. Jesus, what He said, when you go to the altar and pray to offer up your gift, and you remember that somebody has an ought against you, He said, leave there thy gift. Why did He say to leave it? Because God will not accept it. If we're holding things in our heart against somebody else, oh Lord, we're holding hard feelings. I don't want to hold a hard feeling to you. He said, leave there thy gift and go and be reconciled unto thy brother. brother and make it right with your brother and make it right with your sister. Hallelujah. Jesus said, when you do that, he said, you can come back and offer your gift and God will receive it. Raise your little hand and praise the Lord in the house. I want the Lord to receive me, Sister Alicia. Hey, Lord. Sister Stacy, I want him to be pleased with my life. I want the Lord's blessing. I want that connection. Hey, Lord, I want to know that I got the Spirit of God witnessing in my heart. Hallelujah, that my conscience is right.
Amen.
This is a pure faith.
Right.
Unfeigned.
Come on.
Glory to God.
We thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. The end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart.
Yes. Pure heart.
And of a good conscience.
Yeah.
And faith unfeigned means a faith that is not camouflaged, but it's sincere, open, and true.
Yes.
Look on down now at verse 18 in the chapter. Verse 18 goes on to say, after he tells Timothy that, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare.
Yes.
Verse 19, holding faith. Say it with me. Holding faith.
Faith.
Here, Brother Jason, and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. A good conscience, Lord. Hold on to that true faith and that love that works that faith.
Yes.
Ain't it amazing in our human nature that when things are going good, we say, God's with me.
Yeah.
God's with me. I'm blessed. But when things are going south and not turning out and turning bad, God is not aware.
Come on.
He doesn't see me. He must not care. Ain't it amazing how fickle we are in our human nature?
Yeah.
When we're on the mountain and everything is smooth, I'm blessed. I can sing, I can shout, I can praise. But when the trials come and the suffering comes and the hardships hit, then we say we have no faith.
No faith.
I just don't believe God's with me. And I don't believe he loves me.
Come on.
God, yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Oh, I feel him.
Come on, brother.
No matter what happens,
right.
No matter what you face, no matter what you go through, we all will be tested and tried. That don't mean God's against you. Oh, Lord, no. He loves you just as much now as he did many, many months and years ago.
Yes.
God has not walked out on you. God, Jesus said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. There'll be things that you'll never understand. I tell you, through it all, that's what Paul was telling Timothy. He said, son, he said, hold to a good conscience. Holding faith and a good conscience. Hold on to your faith and keep believing in God. You're going to suffer persecution. You're going to have your trials. He said, hold on to what the Lord is showing you and what he has given you. Raise your little hand. I've got the Lord in the house. Hallelujah. How many's had the Lord to reveal things to you? How many's had the Lord to touch you and open your eyes to things? And you know, you cannot doubt it. And the very God that touched you in months and years past, he has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank God. Hallelujah. The Lord knows them that are his. Ain't you glad of that today? Regardless of my trial, no matter where I stand, Brother Tommy, I still got faith in God and I still believe. Well, I feel the Lord in the house. Hey, Lord, I'd rather have my suffering here in this world, Brother Jason, and have a better place to go to when my life here is over with. Hey, Lord, there'll be no suffering over there. There'll be no disease over on the other side. How many can say, Brother Tommy, I'm going to hold on out of my faith with a good conscience? Hey, Lord, I'm not going to turn bitter. I'm not going to turn sour because I love the Lord and I know that He loves me. And when it's all done and settled, hallelujah, love wins. I said, love comes out on top. It'll come out. It'll pull you through. I said, charity never faileth. It'll take you through. It'll pull you. Hallelujah. It'll make you go over onto the other side. Charity never faileth. It believeth all things. It hopeth all things. And it endureth all things. Charity never fails. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, God.
God bless, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hold on to your faith.
Yeah.
There'll be clouds pass over your head.
Yes.
There'll be deep valleys that you'll go through. Come on. But the light's going to break through.
Hallelujah.
I said the light's going to break through. The sun's going to shine. Weeping may endure for a night, but joys are coming in the morning. I still believe my God can do anything, anytime, anywhere, for anybody. Raise your little hand. It will not get too dark. It'll not get too bad. What God can step right in on the scene, and He can help you and pull you through.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank God.
Daniel the prophet, over 2,600 years ago, prophesied, looking into our age, over 2,600 years ago. He looked into our day and said, the enemy of our soul, Brother Jason, would seek to wear out the saints of the Most High right before Jesus returns. He wants to wear you down.
Amen.
Right.
That's right.
He wants to weaken your faith.
Come on, brother.
He wants to show you everything negative, dark, bad, gloomy.
Lord.
He wants you focused on everything that is horrible around you. Hey, Lord, He wants you to look at the world situation and all of the evil of all the ungodliness.
Oh,
when we need to look up. Can you say, Jesus, I just need to look up. Brother Jason, I feel Him in the house. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. How many knows if He started something, the Lord will finish it. Hey, Lord, I've been in this thing 49 and a half years. And I'm telling you, God ain't done me nothing but good. I've been to rock bottom, Brother Jason, Brother George, Brother Earl. I've been as low as you can get. But I kept a believing in God and He pulled me through. Hey, Lord, when it felt like there was times that God was a million miles away from me, when I could not feel His Spirit, hallelujah, and I was going through a desert and a dry time in my life, and the old devil told me that God left me. He don't care anything. Thing about me, that I ain't nothing but a failure, and God loves others, are worthy, and you ain't, but He's a liar. Hey, raise your little hand. I tell you, the devil's a liar. He'll discourage you. Hallelujah. He'll get you depressed. He'll get you down. Hallelujah. He'll take every bit of the faith out of your heart. Don't let Him do it. Don't let Him do it. Hey. Thank you, Lord, this Holy Ghost. That's all that I need. It's a witness in my soul. I'm telling you, there's sometimes that we need the Lord to refresh us. Oh, Lord, do it all over again. Oh, Lord, give me another touch from the glory world. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you,
Lord. Give us another touch.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Yes, Lord.
Bless, Lord.
You wear out the saints of the Most High. You cannot afford to lose or let go of your faith in this hour.
Come on now.
You, You might lose a lot of things, but don't lose your faith and confidence in God. I might lose my home. I might lose both automobiles. My house might burn down. I might get bad news from the doctor tomorrow. But I'm telling you, that don't limit God. The same Holy Ghost that pulled old Paul through, hallelujah, is the same Holy Ghost that'll pull us through if we'll hold on to our faith. I don't want to be shipwrecked.
Oh, yeah. Bless him, Lord.
Oh, Lord, oh God, oh God. That devil's a liar. How many knows he's a liar?
Amen. Hey. He's a liar.
Have your way, Lord.
Speak to us, sweet Holy Ghost. Speak to my heart today.
Come on.
Sweet Spirit of God, would you deal with my heart and speak to me today?
Bless him, Lord.
You might say, Brother Tommy, how can I be safe and sure? How can I be safe and sure? I don't want to fail. I don't want to throw in the towel now. I don't want to surrender now. Give up.
Oh, bless him. Come on, brother.
I don't want to quit. Quit believing. Quit serving God.
Lord, come on, bless him, Lord.
I gotta hold on.
That's right.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Jesus. Brother Tommy, I don't want to fail. I want to make it. I want to make it. I want to make it. I want to know I've got God on my side.
Glory, glory, glory.
I want that.
Thank you, mighty God.
I want to feel him, know that he's pleased with me. Brother Tommy, how can I make it?
Come on.
You don't know the hours I put into these Sunday school lessons. I know Brother Jason does. He studies, he prays much and studies. Hebrews 10:21, and having an high priest over the house of God. How many knows your body's the temple of the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
This is the house of God in a structure. Jesus is the high priest over the house of God. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. It's time, Brother George, we draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Hallelujah. Hold on to your profession of faith. Can you tell God today, I still believe in Jesus. I still believe in God. I still believe in the blood of the Lamb. I still believe that God so loved the world. I believe Jesus came. I believe the atonement of the blood and the stripes upon his back and the nails in his hands and his feet. I believe in the crown of thorns. Yes, I believe Jesus still loves me. He's a high priest over the house of God. And I'm telling you, if Jesus paid such a price for your soul, he will hold on to you. Hey, Lord, he won't let you go. He will not let you go down. He will not drop you. He loves you. Raise your other hand. He paid a price for my body and for my soul. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory, glory.
He paid it all.
Amen.
He paid it all.
Yeah.
I still believe he'll take me over. I still believe he'll help me make it whole.
Amen. That's right.
Glory. The atoning blood wasn't just for your soul to save you. It's also a healing of the mind, a healing of your emotions. There's healing in that blood.
That's right.
Yes.
for your body, your emotions, your mind, your thoughts, your heart. It'll heal you. It'll heal you. The devil eats on people, eats on people, eats on people. There's atonement in Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That he touches you and he mends you and he fixes you.
Bless.
He knows how to do it.
Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes.
And who is this high priest over the house of God? Jesus. Five-letter word again. Faith, five-letter word. Jesus, five-letter name. Brother George, I believe I can make it with him.
Sure.
Yes.
I believe I've got him on my side.
Yes.
How many could say, I believe I got him in my heart?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
This high priest is Jesus. How many knows and believes that he's over the church? And can I tell you, the least little member of the body of Christ is just as important as the big members.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen. Come on.
God is no respect of persons.
No respect.
Right.
If he loved this preacher, he loved that preacher, he loves you, the least little one in the house of God.
Amen.
You might say, I can't do, I'm just very little. I am insignificant. I have no gifts, no talents. I can't play music. I can't sing, or I can't do this, and I can't do that. How many knows you're still part of the body of Christ?
Amen.
So if you look, hey, I still belong to Jesus. I still belong to Jesus. I still belong to him. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, brother Kevin. Oh, Chevy, this thing's real. I still belong to Jesus. Hallelujah to God. He goes on to say in Hebrews that he cares for his church and he will take care of us.
Yeah.
In verse 24 of that same scripture, or that same chapter in Hebrews 10, verse 24, and let us consider one another.
One another.
Now stay with me. Let us consider, think about their feelings. Think about them when they're going through it, when they're hurting.
That's right.
Consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Spirit of God, what are you saying here? We are in this thing together to love one another and encourage each other to hold on and keep going. Lord have mercy. If I know that I got you by my side,
bless him, Lord.
Not just physical. But if I know that I got you thinking about me and loving me and praying for me and helping me, I believe I can make it. Hallelujah to God. When I know that,
thank you, Lord.
Keep going. Keep working. Keep working together. Your work, your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
Come on, man.
Did you know that your love can keep others going? And holding on when they see that you care. Hallelujah. Listen, when they see me praising the Lord and getting happy and shouting and coming and getting a hold of your hand and say, well, praise the Lord and love you, brother. Glory to God. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. I'm a praying for you. Yes, I am. I'm a holding you up to the Lord. We are supposed to be encouragers to provoke one another unto love. Means to stir up love in other people's hearts. I'm a telling you, it works.
Amen.
It works.
Woo! Strike a match, a big old country match. Open it up and put it in the box with all the others. You know what that little one little flame will do? It'll set the whole box on fire. Well, praise the Lord. What we need in this hour is God to replenish and to restore our excitement and put the joy back on the inside of us. Oh, trials, you you've come. And old devil, you've tempted me. And you've hit me with everything. But I'm telling you, I'm holding on to the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. I'm going to raise your other hand. Restore the joy. Restore, dear Lord, that vision. Restore that witness. Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Restore me, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I feel like sometimes we get so weak.
Hallelujah.
Things happen.
Holy blessed God.
And we struggle, Brother George, we struggle.
Mm-hmm.
When I know Jesus loved me.
Hallelujah.
And my brothers and my sisters care about me. I believe I can make it.
Glory to God.
I'm going to make it.
Oh God.
Hold fast. Now, hold fast in the Greek, if you look it up in the terminology in the Greek, means taking a hold of with a death-like grip and refusing to let go.
Yes.
Don't you dare let go of your faith.
Praise,
I don't care what you suffer, God. What you go through.
Man.
Get a hold of it until your knuckles turn white and say, I refuse to let go of the cross.
God, amen.
I will not let go of it.
Amen.
I will not let go of my faith, my salvation.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah to God. Keep going. I'm teaching you good. I'm teaching myself good. Keep loving one another. Keep forgiving one another.
Yeah.
Keep praying for one another. Let's be good to each other.
Amen.
Keep going. And let's keep working together.
Yes.
Your work's not in vain in Jesus.
Amen.
Your love can keep others going.
That's right.
Praise God. Verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Did you hear that? The Greek reads it this way. Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together as the habit of some is. Some were in the habit of laying out of church in Paul's day.
Mm-hmm.
Bless him, Lord.
Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together as a manner, as the custom, as the habit of some is. They're in a bad habit.
Bless him.
And he was a warning them, their main interest ought to be their soul.
Right.
And to be ready when Jesus comes, and don't let other interests keep you out.
Right.
Keep you away from your brothers and sisters.
Man.
Keep you out of the house of God.
Right.
Whether you realize it or not, you need me.
Right.
Whether you realize that you need the pastor. Whether you realize that you need Brother George. Whether I realize it or not, I need Brother Josh. I need Brother Kevin, Sister Stacy. I need these two right here. Well, praise be to the Lord. We need one another. Hallelujah. We're in this thing together. I'm telling you, if you'll scoot over just a little bit, I'll help you bear your load. Raise your little hand. We can make it. Hallelujah to God.
We can make it.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Come on.
We can make.
But exhorting one another. So much the more. Do you see that?
Yes.
So much the more.
The more.
Come on.
I encourage you all last year, Brother Jason. I really did. That's right. I encourage Brother George. I've encouraged, hallelujah, people in my Sunday school. But Lord, let me encourage them more and more this year until Jesus comes. Come on, little children. Let's love one another. Slip your little hand to him right now. Oh, hallelujah, God. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. Oh, God, Jesus is coming. How many's on fire. How many's ready for the Lord to come?
Yeah,
God.
Ready for you.
Hey, Lord.
Glory.
Hey, Lord.
Glory, glory.
As the manner of some is, don't lay out of the house of God. I'm telling you here today, every one of us, we need the Holy Ghost. We need a real good church. We need a church where the power, the anointing, and the presence of God is. We need a church where the praise and the worships are going up. We need a praying church. We need a working church. Hey, Lord, let us not fail to assemble ourselves together, but exhorting one another so much the more as we see the day approaching. That means building one another up with your encouragement and with your prayers.
Amen.
Yes.
Boost them.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, you can do better than that. Boost them.
Amen.
Come on, get that head up.
What do you do when you see somebody down?
Come on.
It honestly hurts me.
I watched some of that news and read it today about what's going on in Israel. I sat there, Brother Kevin. I wiped the tears.
I know the Jews, I know Israel has rejected for the most part. They rejected Jesus. They're the ones that cried out, just give us Barabbas. What shall I do then with Jesus? Crucify.
Crucify.
Pilate said three different times, he said, why? I find no fault in him. I find no fault in him. I find no fault in him. They cried out, the Israelites did, said that his blood be upon us. And it is. It is. They're suffering today because of the rejection of Jesus.
Yeah.
And I sat there, Steffi, and I wiped the tears today, and I thought, little children, I know you all love your grandkids. That wouldn't be nothing. I don't think you all go through for them little grandchildren. And everybody's got kids in here. So what do you all do? And how do you feel when you see somebody's head down? Does that hurt you? Does that stir you?
Come on.
Come on. Come on. You can make it.
Yeah.
God loves you.
Oh, God.
And if I can, I'll preach to you and teach to you. Not only that, but I'll try to embrace you and help you get your head up.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Slip your little hand to him right now.
Thank
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, God.
Jesus, I love you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, we love you.
Jesus, thank you.
Oh, God, you're good.
I pray.
Through it all, Lord. Through it all.
Hallelujah.
Through it all. So much the more as you see that day approaching. Don't give up now. I'm a speaking to somebody.
Thank you.
Look up. Look up. It's just about go home time.
Amen.
Yes.
It's just about over.
About over.
Just about.
Hey, amen.
Amen. Thank God. I want you to raise your hand, church. Let's pray. Amen. This morning, just about.
Bless you, Lord.
God, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Jesus, for this service today. Lord, help us to have faith. Lord, increase our faith. Help us to be
blessed. Blessed is the name of the Lord.